I lack an elegant transition at this point.
Let's talk about pollination. Yeah, particles.
So, Dig Krizmer, you're the rural engagement officer for the North Region of the Innovia Foundation.
Yeah, that's a big bunch of words.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of people who are very familiar with the Innovia Foundation, but I'm sure we have listeners who have never even heard of it before.
Yeah.
So what's
So what is Innovia? That's a great question. So Innovia actually is the Inland Northwest Community Foundation was the previous name of the organization, and then back in 2016 had a rebranding to Innovia, which is a combination of innovation and the Latin word via for the way. So it's as a community foundation, you have some traditional community foundation models, which is really, you know, working with donors to create charitable, you know, funds to make donations locally, and then working with nonprofits to set up endowments. And then Innovia took that a step further, and we really do try to be very intentional and engaged with community and being innovative in how we are working with our donors and with our nonprofits. So that was kind of the impetus behind the brand change. The Innovia has been around since 1974. So we're coming into our 50th anniversary this in 2024, which I'm really excited about because there's a core group of people who are based in Spokane after Expo 74 who'd gotten together and saw the power of collective work and bringing funds together, what they could do successfully together rather than as individuals. So that started in 74. We had a wonderful last couple months ago now, we brought in the founders of Innovia who are now all in their 80s and 90s and sat down with them and had them do a, you know, huge memory share. And it was just really inspiring to see that what they put in place and the forethought that they had about how to really take care of community and how that's extended out of Spokane, because this whole region, we serve a 20 county region, we're all tied together, and that they were so incredibly insightful to set up the foundation and to really try and make a difference locally. It's an honor and a privilege to be involved with the organization. And I've met some absolutely incredible people who you would have no idea. Mm-hmm. They are so wonderful and generous, and it's really nice to be able to help them.
It started out, it came out of Expo 74.
The goal with Expo 74, if anyone remembers or was around for that, was, you know, a real celebration of the Spokane community and, you know, bringing together to showcase what was good about Spokane. And so through that, this group of people were like, you know what, there's a lot of good happening, and a lot of that was coming from the nonprofit sector way back then. It's always been the case. Mm-hmm. And so they really wanted to find a way to continue to support those organizations who were doing the heavy lifting. You know, hunger, as much as we try, it's a problem. Domestic violence is a problem, and we try really hard to find ways to support those organizations to eradicate those things. But unfortunately, humans being humans, it happens. So that they had the foresight to find ways to kind of keep supporting those organizations was just incredible to me. Really incredible. So
what about you? What is your job?
What is my job as the Rural Engagement Manager? I spend a little bit of time in my car, but I have the pleasure of working in Boundary County and Bonner County, and then also Ferry County, Stevens County, and Pondere Counties in Washington. And so my job, basically, I get to connect the dots. I get to go talk to organizations, nonprofits who are trying to figure out how to be more sustainable, how to continue funding the work that they're doing. So they can apply through grants. Through Innovia, we have a competitive grants program that's open in the spring. Actually, it'll open in December. Applications, I'll have more information on that. And then they also look to set up endowments, which is a fund invested specifically for that organization to help continue to generate some revenue, so they're not solely dependent on grants and private donations. So that's one piece of my work. And the other big piece is meeting with donors who are interested in being charitable locally, but they're not sure who or how or what the best way to do that is, because there are some tax advantages if you use a fund or use a community foundation. so that we can, rather than giving those monies necessarily to the government, we can keep give them to the organizations who are doing some of that service work for us. Mm-hmm. And then just an awareness and education, talking to a lot of professional advisors, our business professionals who can help people understand how to be charitable. So I do a lot of talking, which mm-hmm. fits very well for me.
And driving.
Yeah, and driving, which is beautiful, actually.
Yeah, this is a good place. If you're going to do it.
I have fallen in love with Ferry County. And if anybody needs a place to go explore, I highly recommend Ferry County. It's a 3-hour drive over to Republic. They have a great brew pub. The woman and her husband who run it are super engaged in their community. The History Museum there is this small, it's smaller than ours, but the women who are involved are really, you know, interested in keeping that history alive. And actually, they have a grave over in outside of Republic for the first white man who went to Japan and learned Japanese. Somehow he ended up dying in Ferry County, and then they've buried him. But the Japanese revere him as the first Westerner who, and I'm using all the wrong terms, so I apologize, but the first guy that showed up in Japan and actually learned Japanese and had contact with this culture. And he's buried in Ferry County.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's amazing. So just kind of fun fact that you get to learn as you travel around in different places.
I'd like to find out more about that.
I'll have to remember his name. It's like McFarland or something, and I can't remember it because it's early.
Somebody knows.
Yes, and thank you ahead of time.
Let's see here. So do you know any, like, have you figured out all the best routes in between these places?
Yeah, I love to go up Flowery mm-hmm. Trail and through Chawila, and pop through Colville and spend mm-hmm. a lot of time up there, and then going north up into Medellin Falls, and seeing places up in that space, and Ione and Tiger. And we really do the northern counties, Northeast Washington and North Idaho. We are similar geographically, and our communities are similar in that we're like hardworking, dedicated people who are truly committed to each other, but we don't want to go to the folks in Republic don't want to go to Colville, and the folks in Colville don't want to go to Spokane. Kind of like my colleagues in Bonner's Ferry, they want to focus on Bonner's Ferry.
Yeah.
And sure, we have to go to Sandpoint maybe, but we'd rather focus on what's happening in Bonner's Ferry. And I love that because that's where we connect with where we live, and we want to support where we live. And I get to help encourage that, which is great.
Is Sandpoint the largest town community that you're
know, that's a good question. I think Colville and Sandpoint are similar, but very different feels. You know, Colville is very much a collector town where you've got a lot of people who live and, you know, agriculture, ranching, up in the hills around Colville. And so come into Colville really for goods and services. And that's, you know, that's where the schools are, and that's where the hospital is. But then everyone likes to get back out to their ranch and their space.
Yeah.
So it's not quite the same as a hub as we have in Sandpoint that way.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful country. Absolutely beautiful country.
It is today, Tuesday, November 28th, is Giving Tuesday.
It is.
Okay. And we're going to get Phil Huff on the phone to talk a little bit about this as well. But so let's see, Black Friday, Phil made this nice, list. Thursday is Thanksgiving. Then Black Friday,
right?
Big deal at the big box stores and everywhere else. Small Town Saturday. Apparently nothing on Sunday, and then Cyber Monday. Okay.
And Giving Tuesday, which is also, thank you.
The best one.
Kinnexu Land Trust has also noticed that it's National French Toast Day. So I want to give a shout out to KLTU. That was pretty funny. If you follow them on social media, Marcy's knocked it out of the park yet again.
Of course.
But yeah, Giving Tuesday, it's a day to really focus on our local nonprofit organizations who do so much for us. So like, if we stop and think about it, in any given day in Sandpoint, for example, what is it that you do? What is it that you experience? And how many of those experiences are directly related to a nonprofit? You're listening to KRFY. It's a nonprofit radio station.
Hey.
You may take a walk up in Pine Street Woods, which is part of KLT. And if you're on a trail that may or may not have been, well, it's probably built by POP. Say, you know, your kids at school who on the weekend are taken home Extra Backpacks, that's from Food for Our Children, which is a nonprofit. Say you're going to go watch a show like the Shook Twins the other night at the Panada. Panada's a nonprofit. And that's just, you know, you go to the animal shelter because you're looking for your next best friend. Well, Better Together Animal Alliance is a nonprofit. Everywhere we turn, everywhere we look, there is an organization who is providing something that really matters in our lives. And that's the thing I think is so incredible when you stop and think about it, is the impact that nonprofits have on our day-to-day life. They're everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah. My 3-year-old goes to, well, so much of what he does is just for fun is nonprofit related. He goes to the Music Matters at the Music Conservatory.
Exactly.
That's a weekly thing for him.
The YMCA is a nonprofit. Yeah. The list is long and amazing. And then, you know, that's just on our day to day. And then the services that exist for our community, for people in need at the food bank, or what they're, the efforts for the Helping Hands, Healing Hearts and mental health awareness with NAMI and the Ethan Murray Fund. It's incredible the amount of people who are doing such good work in our community. And that's where we, as a foundation, our goal is to help those organizations continue to figure out how to do what they're doing. We want to see Music Matters continue. So we're really proud of the endowment that the Music Conservatory set up with Inovia. It's amazing. It's really amazing.
We're going to call Phil in just a minute and talk more about Giving Tuesday. Before I give him a call, let's talk briefly for those who might be just arriving at work and need to hear this. The Bonner Boundary Forever Fund.
Yes.
And there's a night, Forever Night. Yeah.
So the Bonner Boundary Forever Fund, in a nutshell, is Inovia. Several years ago, we realized that, as I mentioned, communities want to help each other in their community, and they don't want their money or their resources to be going outside of community. So no mean words to national organizations, but there really is a great joy that when you give to a local nonprofit, you make a big difference for a local nonprofit. Mm-hmm. So Inovia decided that our goal is that for each of the counties where we work, which is 20, we want to set up a community fund for each of those counties, which acts as kind of like a small community foundation specifically for that county. Mm-hmm. So we have 11 funds in place, and we're really hoping to build that out. And we currently have one that is combined with Bonner and Boundary County, and I would love to see it eventually be two different funds, but at this point it's together. And that fund exists for us to, it's an endowed fund, so it's going to grow over time. We want to get donations to land in there, and then we do local grant making through that fund. And the local grant making that we do isn't decided by me or anyone in Spokane. It's actually decided by a local leadership council, which is made up of about 13 individuals in our communities who are really, at the forefront of being aware of what's going on. Chris Bessler sits on our council. Phil sits on our council. Andrea from Matchwood sits on our council. That's just a quick snapshot of a few people. And Andrea, in her kindness, one of our last meetings, she offered for us to do Bonner Boundary Forever Night at Matchwood on December 8th from 5 to 8 p.m. And what we would like to encourage people to do is come by, get, have dinner, have a drink, and then round up your tab 5%. And then donate that to the Bonner Boundary Forever Fund. Because if we can encourage people to just donate 5% of, the easiest number, be it monthly, be it forever, if you're doing an estate plan, leave 5% of your estate to your favorite organization or to a fund like that we have for the counties, that combined can make a huge difference. And it really isn't a huge hit. 5% is tangible. And so we really just want people to, it's more of an encouragement for people to think a little bit differently. Cash is hard. A lot of people don't have the opportunity to put, a monthly contribution into an organization. But if they can think differently that, okay, when I die, I can't take any of this with me. And as long as I can take care of my family and my kids and, set things in order. And then, Sandpoint lacrosse team's been really huge for my family. I'm going to leave 5% to them when I pass. Then that's an estate gift that makes a huge impact for that organization. So it's just our way to really kind of have that conversation.
Very cool.
Yeah, it is.
Bonner Boundary Forever Night at Matchwood Brewing.
Yeah.
5 to 8 p.m. is this Friday. No, next Friday.
Next Friday.
Sorry, next Friday, December 8th.
Yep.
Neato. Let's pause when we'll get Phil on the phone and come back in just a minute. We're going to take a little musical break here. Did I miss anything about the Forever Night?
No, that was great. About that? Okay. I just hope to see everybody there.
Okay, cool. We'll mention that again at the end of the program as well. Plus other stuff coming up like the Festival of Trees,
yes,
et cetera, et cetera. Okay. We'll be back in just a minute with Phil Huff. In the meantime, enjoy The Friends of Distinction with this hit from 1969. The Friends of Distinction with Grazing in the Grass. Can you dig it? And we're here with Dig Krismer, and also joining, Dig is the Rural Engagement Officer for the Innovia Foundation here in the Inland Northwest. Innovia, what did you say it was before? Before it was
the Innovia? Inland Northwest Community Foundation.
Inland Northwest Community Foundation.
Innovia is way easier to say.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I already forgot it.
Yeah.
Okay. So and we're on the phone now, I hope. We're going to find out in just a second with Phil Huff. Oh, you'll want to wear your headphones.
Oh, do I have to hear Phil?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. okay, here we go. Phil, are you there?
Hello, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing great. I can hear you. Looks like this is looks like it's working, Phil. Fantastic. Thanks for calling in.
Has herself plugged in. She can hear.
I can hear you. This is amazing.
thanks for calling, Phil. Hey, how are you feeling, by the way?
And not too bad. As you reduced at the start of the show, it's more out of an abundance of caution. I've been exposed to someone who's got the that COVID thing, and so with close exposure comes potential to transfer. So we're going to wait till there's a couple more days gone by and another negative test. But I've tested negative, and I'm feeling fine.
Good. Yeah, it is. It's going around right now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I know I'm not amongst the only broadcasters who currently have it. So
no, that's
right.
We
don't want to spread it any farther.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Well, let's talk a little bit about Giving Tuesday, which it is. It is currently Giving Tuesday. Yeah. You and Julie Calamine, the other Tuesday morning show host, who is right now also in bed with COVID. but you guys have done together and separately, you've done this for some years now, kind of a focus on Giving Tuesday on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think going back as far as maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago, we started our tradition of highlighting Giving Tuesday. Since we have the Tuesday morning show, it just seemed a natural topic for the day after Thanksgiving. And there's so many ways you can approach that. But it's always nice to introduce the concept for those who might not have heard. But at this point, I think everybody gets emails from their favorite nonprofit, so they're probably aware of the day. But it hasn't always been the case everyone was aware of the day. Those things catch on over time. And back in 2012 at a YMCA in New York City at an innovation center they have for philanthropy, for giving, the folks came up with this idea of Giving Tuesday as a bookend, if you will, to the heavy consumerism that kicks off the season with Thanksgiving weekend. And the concept was as simple as, hey, if you have a few dollars left after Black Friday and so on, maybe put a little bit of that into your favorite nonprofit on Tuesday, but also give back. And there's so many ways we can give back to the community, from showing up with volunteer labor to something as simple as going out of your way, walking down the street to smile and say hello and make someone's day a bit brighter. So really it's about giving ourselves on Tuesday. And of course, with the holiday season and the spirit of the season, we want to keep that spirit of Thanksgiving, that spirit of Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, alive throughout the year. And so really the focus on one day is meant for us to reflect on how we show up in our lives throughout the year, just like Dig does.
I love Giving Tuesday. I think it was funny this morning, my email box was overrun with great messages from great organizations. And I like what Phil said there, that this is a day to really stop, think about who's had an impact in your life and how can you support them. And kudos, it's not just about the money. It's about showing up. It's about being present. And I, for a long time, I had four kids, single mom. I didn't have a lot of cash, but I had time. And so there were things that I could volunteer and get involved with. And I think that brought me as much joy as that cash donation I've done. And so it's a really good point that we give in a variety of ways. And so making the commitment to give really is key today.
Yeah. And you know, that said, there are so many worthwhile nonprofits out there, and you've mentioned a few of them before. And at times on the show, we've brought in two or three or four, even one year, I think we were outrageous and brought in waves of a total of six different nonprofits. And that's just so much inundation that we thought today, Jack, that by bringing in Dig, she could represent that nonprofit sector and also highlight some of the ways that Innovia supports the nonprofit sector in general, that big umbrella support that's so vital. I subscribe to a lot of different nonprofit blogs, and interestingly enough, the one this week that most everyone reads talked about the real necessity of those umbrella organizations, those organizations that tie together the philanthropic community with the nonprofit sector who provides services. And so oftentimes it's necessary to have someone in between to make those connections.
Yeah, I read that same blog this morning, Phil. And, you know, it's really, I think that's part of the joy with what I get to do as the intermediary is that I get to meet the nonprofits where they are and the donors where they are. And I, you know, I'm not an emotional person, but I can't tell you how many times I've teared up in meetings because, you know, I'll be listening to a story and it just strikes a chord. And because it's people that we know in community, both on the donor side and both and the nonprofit, you know, folks doing the work, they're friends, they're neighbors. I see them in the grocery store. I see them in the post office. I see them out on the trails. And it really, when you give that space to what, to understand what people are doing, that impact is massive. And it really is, it's an emotional thing. And I kind of laugh. I'm like, oh God, I'm going to sit in the corner and cry again because I'm really so grateful for everybody doing what they're doing. But I am. And, you know, it's an honor and a privilege as the Community Foundation, Innovia, we really are trying to find ways to be more than just, a charitable repository for our donors. We really do want to have some stewardship and some leadership for our nonprofit groups. And a lot of times nonprofit get so lost in the work that they don't, you know, they may not be able to see what they need to do to continue to be sustainable. And so if we can lend a hand and help with that, that's great. And we have really good partners with the Idaho Nonprofit Center and the Washington Nonprofit Group as well. But, you know, we're remote up here. And so that's where Innovia, we've stepped in with our rural engagement positions. I have a counterpart who works in the southern part of our counties. And that's what we're trying to do is fill those gaps and be a great way to help connect all those dots as much as we can. So the Idaho Nonprofit Center, it's fun. I have a really great relationship with them. And if someone here in Sandpoint needs, you know, board training, for example, I'm happy to try and get them in touch with either Idaho Nonprofit Center or a local person I know here or another person in Colville who's really good at doing that training so that they can get the skills and things in place to be a more successful nonprofit. And when you're a more successful nonprofit from an organizational standpoint, donors are more comfortable giving you the funding to do the work, which is crazy, but we got to show confidence and let's do it. Let's make that happen so that it's a non-starter. It's not a question about any organization. So
it makes absolute sense. You know, when we think in terms of giving and I think all of the listeners at this point know Jack that I'm intricately involved in a few nonprofits locally, one for work and several for pleasure or giving back. But oftentimes when we're talking with people who are supporting organizations, it's really important that we recognize those individuals are as much a part of what we're doing, and it's not so much a gift that they make, although we call it Giving Tuesday. It's really support they're showing for the work they want to see done here locally and that they can't do themselves or not entirely themselves. So it's as much an investment. And when we think about where we invest our money, we shop small town Saturday because we want to invest in our communities. We support local nonprofits because we want to invest in our communities, and we want to see that come back to us. And so, really supporting those organizations that have the capacity, the ability, the maturity to be able to do things well is sort of a natural tendency for people.
Yeah, a healthy nonprofit sector you know, helps, like our city can only do so much. And so a healthy nonprofit sector can really be a fantastic counterpart, you know, the working in collaboration to get things done for the people that live and love here. And that's really good. And I love watching that happen. You know, the partnerships, the collaborations that we have, you know, KLT is a great example with the Nordic Club and Pop, and everybody talks about them all the time because they're a great example of what they're doing working together. And I would love to see more of that happen, you know, specifically in some of the impact areas like mental health or, you know, education or arts and culture. The more that we can collaborate and work together, the better the whole thing is for everyone. And it, you know, it's super important, super important.
Yeah. I think one of the things, and I don't think you've touched on it before the music break, but the DIG particularly has done, and the intention, I believe, of the position that you have with Inovia, fairly new position, was to help bring together, help knit together the fabric of the nonprofit community here locally. And while the support from Idaho Nonprofit Center is wonderful to have, there's a lot we can do ourselves within the community, and you've helped bring people together to cross-pollinate, if you will, ideas and training and expertise. And so
you're talking about our executive director therapy group.
That's a highlight of it. That's not the only thing, but yeah, that is a highlight. And I think that's something that largely goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I know what's said in that room stays in that room, and for good reason, but you can talk, I think, about the intent and the benefit and the impact of that work.
That's been super fun for, I think, all of us. So again, you know, part of the stewardship that Inovia, we want to be, you know, help with leadership development. And so we started a monthly get together for the executive directors of our local nonprofits, and every nonprofit in the region, you know, Bonner Boundary County, is welcome to attend. I know it's kind of hard for some of our Boundary County folks, so I would love to see them show up at the Coalition for Families Friday mornings once a month. And I can give you more details if you want that. But our local here in Sandpoint, Bonner County, I've actually got two groups, one for East Bonner County and one for West Bonner County. And it's an opportunity for nonprofit leaders to get together and talk about what's going on with their organization, what their needs are, what are some roadblocks, what are some innovative things that they're doing. You know, one of the best discussions was somebody came in the room and they're like, who's got a really good database management program? And like three organizations were like, we love this one. But, you know, so being able to share simple things like that with each other, I think, is really, really proactive. And it's a great group of people. We have some amazing, amazing people in our community doing some seriously great things. And I can bring them snacks and some coffee at the Envision Center. It's worth it. And a huge shout out to the Envision Center. They're such a good connector where the rubber meets the road, and, you know, hands on. They have a phenomenal conference space that they've given us the time to use on our monthly meetings, and I really appreciate that generosity on their behalf too. So thank you for that.
And I think the value of those monthly meetings, sharing those ideas, sharing that knowledge and insight about what database or what things might be working particularly well or what challenges there are the ongoing conversations that then occur between those sessions amongst the strengthened bonds within the group.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm really excited that it's taken off now. You know, we've launched, as I mentioned, a similar group in West Bonner. So the nonprofits over in Priest River, Newport have been getting together now for a couple of months. And it's really fun to see the same kind of collaboration and energy, but directly, specifically related to their community. Because, you know, Priest and Sandpoint, we're all part of the same county, but we live very different experiences. And they've had a lot of different things happening in their community that's taken them, you know, their nonprofit sector in some different directions. So it's been really nice to see them come together and unite over some positive things and some collaboration that I think is amazing. Their chamber over there is doing great work. And really, as a 501c3, so impressed with what they're doing to get, you know, Priest River together and united and finding ways to collaborate. It's just wonderful to be a part of. And again, I try to be careful in these other communities because I live in Sandpoint. Sandpoint's home for me. So I have a very strong emotional connection in my work here. And when I go into other communities, I don't want to be an interloper, and I don't want to tell anybody, well, this is what you should do, because that's not the case. We need to be listening to what's happening in those communities and hearing what the needs are and then finding ways to support them. And that's the joy of community foundation work. And Everyone needs to give all their nonprofits a huge hug today.
Now, Dig, I have a really important question for you, and you have to be totally honest here.
Uh-oh.
Your recent trip up to Canada on Black Friday, opt-out Friday, as we like to call it.
Yes.
You weren't trying to expand your territory.
I was trying to stake my way into Creston and Cranbrook. You know, I'd do it, man. It's great up there. Those people are awesome. It'd be fun.
Enough work down here. As you mentioned, one of being on the Inovia leadership team for Region 10 has been a great pleasure and an honor. And I'd be remiss as one of the representatives of that council not to ask you to bring up a little bit about the tree that we're sponsoring, the Leadership Council for the Festival of Trees coming up.
Absolutely.
This weekend.
I'm pretty excited about this. So our Leadership Council, Becca Orchard, who's on the council, is very involved with the Community Resource and Vision Center. And if you're not familiar with CREC, you should. It's a great organization who is working really hard to connect the dots literally on the ground. So when people walk in and they need help and they need, you know, a gas card, or they need to figure out rental assistance, or they just don't know where to turn, CREC is there to really help them. And they're phenomenal that way. So I'm so grateful for them and their partnership. And they were gifted the Festival of Trees from Kinderhaven. You know, they said, here, you know, Kinderhaven's no longer around, so we'd love to see this tradition continue. And the Envision Center jumped at it, which is great. So that's coming up, December 9th and 10th, correct? That's is it this weekend? It's this weekend.
Oh my gosh,
where's the time going? We're decorating the tree today. So Becca, who's involved, she's on our leadership council. Inovia has a tree for the Festival of Trees. And if you're not familiar with the process, you can bid on a Christmas tree. And if the winning bid, you know, a percentage of the proceeds are going to go to CREC for their work. And then 20% of those donations will go back to the organization, another organization that's also part of that tree. So the tree that we have for Inovia, they put together puzzle pieces, you know, which really represents how all of us in community have to be connected in order to make the bigger picture. And I love that. I think it's fantastic. So there's a lot of great energy and time being put into the Festival of Trees. So make sure you stop in and check the trees out. Family night is on Friday night. Is that right?
Thursday night.
Thursday night. Okay. Mm-hmm. Katie Bogalki is going to kill me because I don't remember the dates. But
and then the big gala is Saturday.
There we go.
You know, as always, as they say, there's more information both on CREC's Facebook page and website. And both are so easy to find via Google. Just Google Community Resource and Vision Center, and it should pop right up, the stuff for the Festival of Trees.
Yeah, and they've worked so hard on this. So if you can stop by and support them in any way, it would be amazing.
And I think our tree decorating is tomorrow, Dig. So,
well, yes, it is. Tonight, I have to help with puzzle pieces tonight because I can't be there. I have to be in Colville tomorrow. So I'll have to leave it to you guys in your capable hands.
But a big shout out to Inovia for supporting both the Leadership Council as well as the specific project here for the Festival of Trees, kicked in Dig's time and money to support the purchase of the tree and the puzzle pieces and so on.
Yeah, it's great. It's fun. It's really fun to be a part of that. So,
you know, and Jack, I know we're probably getting close on time, but we'd be remiss not to point out KRFY is one of those what we might call umbrella nonprofits that helps so many in the community bring the voices together that support our community, make it thrive. That if people on Giving Tuesday have that opportunity to remember KRFY, there's numerous ways they can do that, right, Jack?
You are absolutely correct. So. Yes. You can go to our website, krfy.org. That's, of course, the easiest way. But we'll also be here all day if you need help, to call 208-265-2992. Or you can mail a check to P.O. Box 2465, Sandpoint, Idaho. We're kind of kicking off. Next week will be our big end of year fun drive. Get it? just one D.
Yeah,
so
careful.
Fun
there.
Drive. So that's where we will be focusing all next week. Our regularly scheduled programs will be live. We'll have people live here, of course, doing their broadcast, and then have people standing by on the phone. So if you want to call during that time too, we'll talk more about that, you know, as we get closer to it. But that's That's next week. Today, yes, Giving Tuesday. Consider your community radio right here in North Idaho. We are a nonprofit. We take no advertising, and it's a pretty tight budget. So anything you can do to help, we appreciate it.
It's a pretty tight budget, with the exception of a couple part-time jobs. It's a paid, a non-paid broadcasting staff. The volunteers are such a huge presence, and I'm not sure when the next volunteer broadcaster training is, but we're bringing in a couple new broadcasters, have brought in a couple new broadcasters, and always looking for more.
Mm-hmm. You can give us a call and sign up. We do. I mean, we have a sheet here at the station if you want to just drop by and put your name on it. There will probably be a new broadcaster training in January, but we have not picked a date yet. But sometime during the first quarter of next year, we'll have another new broadcaster training. And yes, it's always fun to have people come in and volunteer. It's a nice way to it's a lot of, if you're going to be a volunteer, this is a very fun way to do it. If you're looking for a way to spend some time.
And if radio is not your thing, but you want to volunteer in mm-hmm. other capacities, I know that the Envision Center has a Volunteer Connect website where people can go to that page and say, hey, I have, you know, a couple hours a week, or, you know, 1 hour on Fridays, or whatever the case might be. And CREC is really trying to connect volunteers with organizations so the nonprofits can let them know, like, we need people to come help us do X, Y, and Z for a couple hours this week or whatever, and then a volunteer can be matched with that project. So if you're interested in getting involved in community and, you know, with a real hands-on, rather than being a cash donator or whatever, but you really want to volunteer your time and your energy, which is always amazing, get in touch with the Community Resource and Vision Center to see what they can help you find organizations. Or don't hesitate to ask your local nonprofit that you're proud of or impressed with, hey, I want to volunteer. What does that look like? Or what can I do? Because a lot of times our nonprofits are so busy that they haven't had the opportunity to really, sit down and be like, okay, we could use some help at on Tuesdays, Thursdays, or whatever the case may be. So don't be shy. If you're interested in helping, reach out. And I will guarantee that you will not be turned away. Volunteers are a wonderful group of people, and the more the merrier, always.
We love our volunteers.
Love volunteers. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And I hope to see everybody on December 8th at Matchwood from 5 to 8 p.m. Again, it's, come meet the foundation. I'll be there to talk about our 5% campaign. I'll also have the CEO of the foundation, Shelley O'Quinn, and our chief strategy officer, Aaron McMurray, will be there as well. And we're just really looking forward to getting a chance to meet everyone and talk about Innovia and talk about what's happening in Bonner and Boundary counties. And if you're interested in learning more about the Leadership Council, who they are, what they do, or if you're interested in, getting involved with Innovia, please don't hesitate to reach out. My email is dkrismer@innovia.org. And if you have my contact information from my previous life, it hasn't changed. So feel free to reach out. We're always looking for folks to get involved and help us be better at how we help community. We need that insight and that great local knowledge from everybody.
Also coming up this weekend, Thursday, November 30th, 4 to 7 p.m., Friends and Family Night at the Bonner County Fairgrounds for the Festival of Trees.
Well, yes,
and
great.
Then the big gala on Saturday, December 2nd. Doors open at 5:30 again at the fairgrounds. That is what's going on here. We've been talking to Dig Krismer. She is the Rural Engagement Officer for the Innovia Foundation, a community foundation for Eastern Washington and North Idaho. And Phil Huff's on the phone, your usual Tuesday morning show co-host and also executive director of the Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness, and involved in other nonprofits around town. Talking a little bit about Giving Tuesday here, which it is.
So go 28th. Give.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah. I think we're going to do a musical break. I was going to ask Dig, I have other questions for Dig. We'll see if she sticks around or not. Otherwise, we'll talk about what's going on this weekend. But I think we'll play a little music and then come back and talk about what's coming up the rest of the week here on 88.5 KRFY and in town, too. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY. Rod Stewart, My Way of Giving from 1970s Gasoline Alley. We're talking to Dig Krismer from the Inovia Foundation about giving and Giving Tuesday. And thanks to Phil Huff for calling in during that last little segment there. The last thing I want to talk about before we let Dig go, before the hour's up, just generally, what is your kind of holiday season like? What does the end of the year look like for you? How is it different from other times of the year at the Inovia Foundation and in nonprofits in general?
Yeah, so the end of the year is crazy. It is crazy because a lot of people, there's a lot of tax benefit to make sure that you have donations done by the end of the year, which is great because I think that's wonderful to really push people to make some donations and get the money back into community that way. Mm-hmm. So we're extremely busy at the foundation, and there's a lot of ways that people can donate to organizations. End of year giving, Giving Tuesday today, it really is the kickoff to thinking about end of year giving, making sure that you get your donations in by the 31st of December. A lot of folks in 72 have a required minimum distribution that they have to take out of some investments. If you donate those, then you don't get hit with the tax implications. Mm-hmm. So if you can find a way to be generous with that, that would be amazing. If there's other, assets, appreciated assets to really that you can use to be supportive of community, now's the time that happens. And again, really think about how you can be strategic with that. Or if there's one organization that you want to support, get in touch with them directly and see how you can donate directly. If there's a variety of organizations that you're interested in, we're happy to help you set up a fund that can then donate accordingly and to the organizations that you're interested in so that you can also take advantage of the tax benefit. There's a variety of ways that donors can be assisted in those intentions. So just don't hesitate to reach out with any questions. And if you're a nonprofit and you're like, wait, end of year giving, how can we be more strategic? Inovia does have a lot of different toolkits on our website for nonprofits. Phil mentioned we had a Giving Tuesday toolkit, which had a lot of language in there that organizations can pick up and use. We like the CASE method, which is copy and steal everything. So take our language and use it. So if you need some help with some end of year messaging or how to reach out to get some of those larger gifts with end of year giving, again, don't hesitate to reach out because now is the time. Now is the time.
Well, Dig, we are just about out of time. It is, again, Friends and Family Night for the Festival of Trees is on Thursday, 4 to 7. Now is the time, as you say,
yes.
End of year giving. KRFY is one of the many, community, organizations in town that's going to be looking for, some end of year generosity. So, consider all of us.
Consider, and here's the thing, just because you fall in love with one organization doesn't mean you have to, share the wealth. Like I think a lot of times nonprofits, it's the Hunger Games of funding we joke about, but it really, donors are wonderful, wonderful people who are connected to a variety of organizations. So tell your story, share who you are, and donors, ask questions and figure out where your heart lies. And then if anyone, if you need help connecting those dots, reach out to me and I'm happy to do that. And then come visit with us December 8th at Matchwood. We can be happy to talk more about the Bonner Boundary Forever Fund and what that means specifically for our community and how those dollars donated into that fund stay here and support the other nonprofits. It's really important to continue to support local all year long.
Yeah. That's it. We're out of time. I only have one announcement of upcoming events. Tonight is the City of Sandpoint's open house for the Traverse Park conversation, I guess. Hot cocoa, holiday cookies, and drawing supplies will be provided. You can bring your kids of all ages to attend and draw their dream playground. But it's at City Hall here in Sandpoint, 1123 Lake Street from 5 to 7 p.m. If you're interested in the direction of development in town, don't miss that one. It is now 9 a.m., and that means it's time for Bird Note and Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long after that. Dig, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jack. In. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, Phil. That's right. Bird Note, Giant Owls of Cuba coming up next, and then Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long after that. You're listening to Panhandle Community Radio, 88.5 KRFY.